Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And happy Monday, everyone, if there is such a thing. This is Rich Sheepman from Montana, broadcasting live. And I'm going to be sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast. It sure beats using smoke signals. And our regular guest today is Dr. Norm Shealy. Are you with us, Dr. Shealy?
I am with you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir. It's such an honor to interview you as always. I really appreciate it. And Dr. Shealy, I know you're a clinician, you're a diagnostician, you're more of a family practice, do-it-all type of doctor, but I'm going to ask you a lot of questions today and share a lot of articles and get your comments basically on a lot to do with everything that's happening around this so-called vaccine, which we all know is not a vaccine. And I have other general questions for you, too. But before I start, Dr. Shealy, I just have an announcement that Vince Fennelli asked me to deliver this morning. And unfortunately, we lost a colleague in the conservative radio talk show host. On November 5th, John Stadtmiller passed away, and he was the owner of RBN, which is Republic Broadcasting Network. And he even had me on several times as a guest. And, you know, he was a good guy. He was a friend of Vince Fennelli's, and Vince is going to talk on Thursday, and Vince and I will be on tomorrow. We'll probably talk about John a little bit tomorrow as well, because I met him at the farm when I went down to Missouri to talk about 10 years ago. And boy, it's amazing how fast time goes. But Vince wants me to share the call-in number, not for today's broadcast. And the reason why I can't do that, folks, I know I say this often, is because I don't have the button in case somebody says the wrong things, the wrong four-letter words. I don't have the shut-off button, and that's why I don't take – one of the reasons I don't take questions lately. But the guest call-in number for Thursday is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. And Vince is going to be remembering, if you will, John Stadtmiller, who just passed away on November 5th. So that being said, Dr. Shealy, again, it really is an honor, and I'm just sitting down in my chair here and ready to break out all the questions and studies and articles that I have prepared for you today. And it's almost like we're living in a Twilight Zone episode. I mean, you can't create a horror film, Dr. Shealy, any worse than what is happening in reality in America and the world today. So I'm going to start with this one article, and I want you to take, I don't care if it's a one-word response or a, you know, two-paragraph response. Some of these articles are very disturbing. And the first one is, over 20 Fauci-funded researchers have served at the Chinese communist-run Wuhan lab. Nearly 1,000, Dr. Shealy, U.S.-funded grants paid for by you and me from Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins have landed in the laps of the collaborators of the Chinese Communist Party's Wuhan Institute of Virology. Dr. Shealy, has our medical system, how did it get so corrupt and so broken And how do you trust anybody when you have Fauci torturing animals and dogs and literally getting caught doing this this type of I mean, he's been caught doing everything, gain of function. I mean, the CDC and the FDA, along with Fauci, has literally, they don't have legal consent with children. You know, they're pushing drag queen story hour. They've redefined vaccine. They've redefined consent. They've redefined gain of function. I mean, it's very obvious. They even make it clear that it's all for the reset, the vaccine passports, the world ID, the medical tyranny and transhumanism, while they're creating plausible deniability for themselves. Your comments, sir.
Well, first of all, I consider Fauci one of the most evil, Satanistic people in the history of the world. I wouldn't trust him to tell me the time of day. Now, as far as the CDC, I call them the Center for Death Control. As far as the FDA, I call them the Federal Death Administration. I don't trust any one of them.
Well, Dr. Fauci, I mean, how is Dr. Fauci, Dr. Shealy, still keeping his job as the highest paid government worker? I mean, we've given, I've given so much evidence of gain of Fauci's gain of function, being caught and what he's done to people and to animals. I mean, how is this clot shot still allowed when these people have been caught left and right? I have the next article here, and this article is from USAWatchdog.com. I actually came on the air last week, Dr. Shealy, and mentioned this article while Vince was on with another regular guest. And it took me – I talked to Vince at home prior to me mentioning that – I told him I was going to call and mention this article. I was blocked via the phone for every number to call into GCN, whether it be the instructor number or the guest call-in number that I just gave in. They tried to call me for 40 minutes while I was calling them. All communications was being ceased. And this is an article, or this is an interview, titled COVID-19 Injections Will Cause Massive Deaths by Dr. Elizabeth Eads. Now, I realize, Dr. Shealy, you are one busy man, and you can't possibly read too much because you're a clinician and you're seeing patients every day. But I'm just going to read two short paragraphs here, and I want your comment, please. Dr. E says, quote, "We are seeing from the jabs all kinds of underreported side effects. We are seeing infertility in women. We're seeing miscarriages. We're seeing myocarditis, pericarditis, pulmonary embolisms, blood clots everywhere in the body. We're seeing swollen lymph nodes, swollen testicles. Dr. Ryan Cole has reported an increase of cancers, and we are seeing that as well in hospitals. We are seeing blood clots, strokes, hemorrhagic strokes, dementias, and strokes and blood clots in young people too," unquote. Dr. Eads says the adverse reactions and deaths are way undercounted. Dr. Eads contends doctors are keeping quiet to keep their jobs, just like Nazi Germany did before World War II. And she explains this is worse than the Nazi camps and Dr. Mengele and his experimentation. MIT came out last week with an estimate of 500,000 deaths caused by the COVID-19 injections. And they looked at all the reporting agencies, and their numbers are close to 500,000 deaths already. And we know that the VAERS vaccine adverse event reporting system only reports approximately 1%. And that, I've mentioned that Harvard study quite a few times over the air. So we are looking at 500,000. We're going into flu season now. And these people who receive the jab are going to have no immune system left. There is going to be mass deaths this winter, and I bet we're going to reach numbers in the millions. Dr. Shealy, your comment, please.
Well, that's what I've been saying since day one of this entire stupidemic. The entire thing is the Satanistic Committee of 300 now owning the world.
No, that's true. I read a lot of articles and speak to a lot of people. There's a lot of angry people out there who have taken the jab, and they were getting a lot. There's a lot of buyer's remorse out there. And one thing we talk about in USAPrepares.com is we're not just fighting for our nation. We're not just fighting for American sovereignty and the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, freedom and liberty, et cetera. We're fighting for everybody. So that being said, regarding nutrition, vitamins, exercise, therapeutics, what protocol would you recommend for people who have been vaxxed and right now we all know that stress decreases your immune system. So what right now can people do, especially for people who've been vaxxed or are getting viral shedding from people around people who've been hanging out with vaccinated people? Dr. Shealy?
Well, at the top of the list, I would take 150,000 units of vitamin D3 3 days in a row, and then 50,000 once a week as long as you live. Secondly, I would take my youth formula at least 8 capsules a day for at least 6 months. Third, I would try to get a holistic physician office to give me a minimum of 10 days. They could be every other day, you know, 3 a week or whatever, but at least 10 shots of vitamin C in a Myers cocktail intravenously. Now, that would range, but for the average person, that would be 75 grams each of those injections. That's the best thing I know to help your immune system.
Okay. And Dr. Shealy, you recommend some of those products you have on your website. Could you please give out your website for us, please?
www.realholisticdoc.com. Realholisticdoc.com.
Yeah, thank you, sir. All right, I'm going to go back to the next. I'm going to mention a couple articles here in a row, Dr. Shealy. Whistleblower says Pfizer falsified data, conducted flawed COVID vaccine trials to rig FDA approval. And the next article says FDA whistleblower confirms Pfizer in full control of the FDA and suppressing evidence of massive COVID-19 vaccine side effects. This is very disturbing what's coming from Pfizer and these companies pushing these vaccinations, Dr. Shealy. And one of your favorite words, you like to use the word evil, appropriately so. And this next article is titled Pure Evil. Disturbing Pfizer ad tells kids they can't get superpowers from COVID jab. Dr. Shealy, your comment about the propaganda coming from Pfizer and with all these whistleblowers, how in the hell are these jabs still allowed, not just allowed on the market, but allowed with liability immunity, Dr. Shealy?
Because the FDA is one of the most evil organizations in the world. I was on an advisory board way back in the 60s for a product that was going to be injected into the spinal disc surgeons. 20 physicians sat on the committee. We unanimously voted not to allow this product on the market, and the FDA allowed it despite the entire committee saying don't do it. They've been that way at least since the 1960s. I can vouch for it personally. I don't call them the Federal Death Administration for nothing.
Very accurate. So we'll be right back with Dr. Shealy, folks.
Looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana, broadcasting live with Dr. Norm Shealy. And I'm just drilling Dr. Shealy with as many questions as I can for 2 hours regarding everything to do with the so-called COVID, the vaccine, and I'm going to go into other questions as well while we have Dr. Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, it's always a privilege to have you here, but you mentioned before the break, Dr. Shealy, about 1960s, how the powers that be in the so-called health arena were basically fraudulent. Well, I remember back in the 1960s, the sugar industry paying the so-called people, the powers that be in the science arena as well, to falsely blame dietary fat on poor health. And we all know that sugar is a huge contributor to cancer and destroying your immune system. Your comment, Dr. Shealy.
Well, yes, Fred Astaire on the Harvard faculty was a big proponent of sugar. He was as bad as Fauci in that respect. And so the FDA, as far as I can tell, has never been an honest, independent, ethical, health-oriented organization. It's always been at least as bad as a transvestite who started the FBI, if not worse.
Wow. So, Dr. Shealy, what is preventing, I realize the politics behind it and the power behind the politics and the money behind the politics, but why haven't good physicians, I mean, there's plenty of them out there. There's, you know, yourself, Dr. Peter Fleming, Dr. Michael Yeadon. I mean, there's a very long list, like this Dr. Eads. I mean, I've mentioned hundreds, if not thousands, of great patriotic intelligent, well-read, courageous physicians out there. Why haven't the citizenry in the medical industry gotten together and created their own institutions, their own CDC, their own FDA, whatever you call it, but open and transparent? You know, I'm looking at articles here that CDC is a threat to science. CDC withdrawal fraudulent PCR testing protocol that was used to falsify false positives to push the pandemic. I mean, everybody knows the PCR tests were fraudulent. That's why they just withdrew them. But they went a year and a half using PCR tests, and most places are still using them as a barometer for this so-called COVID. I mean, when people talk to you as a patient, Dr. Shealy, and they talk about this so-called pandemic, and do you ever bring up the PCR tests and how fraudulent they have been admitted to being?
Well, everything, as far as I can tell, there's nothing about the entire stupidemic that is honest from day one. Now, the medical schools are now been taken over by the pharmacomafia. When I was in medical school, they didn't own it. We still had, independent research. Today, 99% of all research done in medical schools is funded by the pharmacomafia itself.
Yeah,
so the whole industry is now owned by the pharmacomafia.
Yeah, it's very disturbing, and you got to ask yourself, you know, for people listening to this broadcast right now, when they go into a clinic or a hospital or they see a doctor who cares more about their paycheck and they care more about being part of that clinic or hospital and having hospital rights, I mean, how does an average Joe patient look to find a uncorrupted physician who's been taught nutrition, or at least taught themselves nutrition, which we all know in medical school they get maybe, what, 2 semesters of nutrition? If
when I was in medical school, we didn't get any. It was mentioned once or twice, but there was never a course of nutrition.
Wow.
But interestingly, I guess the system has become so corrupt that the only way and the only branch that I would consider is someone who hangs out of the shingle as a holistic physician. If they call themselves integrative, well, flush it down the toilet.
Wow. Well, quite disturbing, and I'm looking at an article here, which I've mentioned this type many times. The PCR test can't even identify different variants. It's all fiction. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy after this break, folks. Happy Monday. See you shortly.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, reported Sunday that heating prices will rise this winter regardless of the Biden administration's decision on the pipeline. A hacking group with potential ties to China has breached 9 global organizations as part of an ongoing espionage effort. The report labels the Chinese threat group as Emissary Panda. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now that the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed on Friday and is awaiting the president's signature, the massive social spending bill that will give roughly 11 million illegal immigrants citizenship and more IRS agents to pry into your finances is next on Capitol Hill. The policies and tax hikes in the Democrat spending bill should not become law. That's according to Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan on Newsmax. He said we should avoid this legislation.
Well, we hope it doesn't pass because it's not good for the country, not good for American families, going to raise their taxes, going to increase the cost of energy, so we hope this thing doesn't pass. And frankly, 4 different times now, the Speaker of the House has had a date where she said we're going to pass the legislation, and she's 0 for 4. Twice the Speaker of the House has summoned the President of the United States to Capitol Hill to close the deal, and he's 0 for 2. So let's hope that now, you know, that 0 for 6 turns into this week 0 for 7, because as I said, this legislation is bad for the country, not just the spending, but the policies in it, the tax increases, the energy policy in it, and all kinds of other things. So I hope it doesn't pass. It's bad for the nation, but we're just going to have to wait and see what shakes out today.
The congressman also discussed pending legislation that will keep large settlements from being approved without input from Congress. The Wall Street Journal reported that $450,000 payments were going out to illegal immigrants, but President Biden is denying that, calling the reports garbage, leading to more controversy on whether the payments are being planned or not. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And Dr. Shealy, I just want to let you know I was already disconnected once during the break. So, Dr. Shealy, if I do get disconnected, I will do everything in my power to call back. Because they do not like truth. They want propaganda. They want depopulation. They want a consolidation of power, money, and control. And we all know this. So they don't like what we are saying, and they don't like the comments and articles I'm giving and the questions that you are answering truthfully. So that being said, now you mentioned earlier, Dr. Shealy, about certain protocols for people regarding whether it be nutrition, vitamins, exercise, therapeutics, for the people who have taken the vax, because so many have buyer's remorse. You know, and it's not just cognitive dis- confidence. It's not just Stockholm Syndrome. It's not just people's ego and pride who refuse to admit that they were wrong. But I think a lot of people that don't have the information or didn't have the information that's out there today when they took these shots. And more information is coming out on a daily basis. And for example, another article from USAWatchdog.com, and Greg Hunter is knocking his interviews out of the park, and it's by Karen Kingston, and she's a former Pfizer employee and top biotech analyst who does research and writes about all these pharmaceutical issues. And this is, I have an acronym called PIC on how we should be judging people in America right now: patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And Karen Kingston is a 10 out of 10. And she basically says that, she shows, it's in the FDA documents, that the COVID vaccine produces a bioweapon. These two are interviews I've mentioned on USAWatchdog.com, listeners. These are must interviews. They're less than an hour, both of them. But I want to just read a short paragraph from Karen Kingston. Quote, "More people got COVID-19 from the vax than they got from placebos, but they pulled 409 people out of the vaccine group because now they're saying that it was the side effect. The side effect is the disease." I'm still quoting Karen Kingston here. "The side effect is the disease. The FDA, one of your favorite organizations, Dr. Shealy, document is incriminating evidence. If Jane Woodcock, and she's the acting commissioner of the FDA, would read this in front of the Senate, she would be put in handcuffs for conspiring to commit aggravated assault and murder of American children and adults through this poison. They are calling them side effects. When you have a meeting 2 months before you approve and you list a bunch of severe chronic diseases that induce morbidity and mortality in children and adults, and you say, you know this is going to happen, that is not a side effect. That is an intended consequence. That is the effect of the vaccines. The effect of the vaccines is to cause havoc with your immune system. That immune imbalance results in heart attacks, heart inflammation. It results in neurological disorders ranging from fatigue to paralysis to brain fog to rapid onset of disorders to narcolepsy to death to pregnancy stillborns, birth defects, miscarriages." And they knew, talking about the FDA, but Karen Kingston said they knew this was going to happen. Dr. Shealy, this is the worst horror film that anybody could ever make up happening today. Your comment about some of these morbidities, never mind mortality, which is death. I mean, how is this possible, Dr. Shealy?
Well, because the system is now controlled by the evil empire. The evil empire was founded in 1727 when the King of England and the Baron Rothschild founded the Committee of 300. Their goal is to destroy 90% of the people on the face of the earth, with 1% of the survivors owning the other 9% as slaves, essentially. If you don't read the book by the Committee of 300 by John Coleman, you can't get all the details.
I have a funny feeling that I'm going to be disconnected again. Dr. Shealy, Karen Kingston made it very clear in this interview, and I've read many articles regarding what I'm about to say, but the emergency authorization for these mRNA vaccines, and vaccines, it's not even a vaccine, everybody knows it, because we're giving credibility to the criminal cabal by even calling it that. They should not have received an emergency authorization, especially when we had all these therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D3, vitamin C, all the vitamin Bs, the zinc. I mean, there's a very long handful of lists that can be used for therapeutics and not having taken this so-called clot shot. So how the heck, if we just, if the people and the courts, and I'm going to be talking about this, in fact, I'm going to talk about it right now. It just happened the other day. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issues emergency halt to Joe Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandate. First of all, this mandate isn't even law. They're just calling it a mandate. So it's BS from the start. And the Fifth Court of Appeals just issued an emergency halt. And this EAU shouldn't have happened because of the therapeutics that's already out there. Dr. Sheely, your comment, please.
Well, basically, the system is now totally owned by the entry called, which I call the pharmacomafia. They rule it. They now have control of all the subsidiary false organizations. And let's face it, there's no major surviving original medical organization that has ever been worth its fight. The American Medical Association has been fighting everything except what they consider okay since the beginning of the last century. For over 65 years, they fought chiropractic, naturopathy, osteopathy, and finally gave up in the 60s when they lost a major battle against the chiropractors. They gave it up, you know, their formal battles against these other organizations. But they've never been willing to accept anything except a drug-oriented, drug-controlled way of approaching medicine. Now, in acute illness, medicine can save your life. In chronic illness, it can cause you your life. My favorite statement is, I don't know a single chronic disease which I would allow conventional medicine in my body.
Now, Dr. Sheely, one of the things that I've mentioned this every time I've interviewed you, and I'll never forget the first time you told me this, it was so profound, and you made it very clear, and I want to paraphrase it and tell me if I'm on track with my paraphrase. You mentioned it. It was very clear to me that you said that when you're taking today's synthetic drugs and you're an acute patient, if it hasn't cured you or improved you greatly in the first 6 months, once that disease state turns chronic, those drugs are killing you. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely. You bet. And it can kill you long before, you know, personally, if you're not a minimum of 50% better in 3 months, I would not go on with any medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very well said. All right, Dr. Sheely, there's so much evidence of gain and function with Fauci, you know, splicing five different viruses and HIV delivery system. Going back to certain benefits or therapeutics or lifestyle changes for people, what's your opinion of having people, because a lot of these, it's not just aneurysms, it's not just heart attacks and strokes, it's blood clotting, it's lung embolisms and things of that nature. It's a respiratory disorder, which often affects a lot of people first. What's your opinion about getting a nebulizer and a drug like a budesonide and using that as regular therapy, if whether you've had the vax or you feel symptoms of any respiratory ailment or virus coming on in your body, Dr. Sheely?
Well, personally, I would go for IV vitamin C. I just think it's safer.
Yeah, the problem is there's not a lot of diagnosticians because so many hospitals and clinics are bought and paid for willing to do that. Is that correct?
Well, if they don't hold out that single, it's holistic, they're not. But there are holistic physicians in most states, very few to say the least, and they began to change the name within a year of the founding of American Holistic Medical Association. They began to call it complementary and alternative, and then it became integrative. And those are just attempts to destroy the whole concept of holism, and that, of course, is part of the evil empire's goal.
Is there a website of these physicians that people could look up by state in order to get a holistic physician?
No. Unfortunately, even the original organization, which I founded in 1978, about 6 years ago, maybe seven now, changed its name to the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine, which is, well, I can't even say the word on the radio what I think about that. It's superfluous, false crap.
Now, Dr. Shilley, I'm just going to keep pumping you with questions here. What about, have you heard of monoclonal antibodies?
Oh, yes.
And what's your opinion of that?
Well, it's probably safe. Again, I don't think it's as good as intravenous vitamin C.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I've just read that there's so many physicians, more than not, unfortunately, that won't let patients use vitamin C intravenous, which I understand what you're saying with the holistic physicians, but they're not that easy to find. Because, you know, they're kind of being hidden, they're being demonized. You know, anybody who does anything for the benefit of the people are being demonized, discredited, and delegitimized every day of the week, as you know.
Well, interestingly, when I founded the association, a neurosurgeon, once a friend of mine, wrote an editorial criticizing the fact that the leaders of the holistic movement spoke too well. And then he ended his diatribe saying, besides, we're too busy trying to treat disease to prevent it.
Well, listen, I'm going to go back to the vaccine questions in a moment, but since we kind of deviated into, you know, drugs and things of that nature, I want to talk about the top maybe 10 or so drugs in America, and I want your comment on this, especially in the context of using them beyond the six-month period when you go from acute to chronic and how that could be debilitating for that particular patient. The first one is cholesterol. Like, I think Lipitor is probably one of the biggest cholesterol drugs. What's your opinion on that, Dr. Shilley?
Poison. I'd bite your hand off if you tried to put one in my mouth.
Wow. And this is the number one prescribed drug in America, or at least the category. We'll be right back with Dr. Shilley, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shilley, and we're talking about the most prescribed drugs right now. We're going to go back to the jab and talk and information about that shortly. But Dr. Shilley, the second most common, believe it or not, drug used in America right now is antibiotics. And I remember when I was working for Big Pharma, we were all concerned about, you know, creating bacterial Frankensteins. And there's so many, I don't even know how people today, even with today's technology, can really tell from a 15-minute exam, which is not even that, can you guarantee that it's actually bacterial and not a virus? And my follow-up question to that, Dr. Shilley, is have they been grooming the people to destroy our immune system? Has this been a planned demolition of our immune systems even back into the 80s after we got into second generation, third generation cephalosporins, things like that, when we started leaving the penicillins and amoxicillins of the world? Dr. Shilley.
Well, I would say in acute bacterial infections, occasionally it can save your life. No question about it. The problem is it inevitably seriously damages your immune system. It kills the bacteria in your gut. You know, in your small intestine, you have more bacteria than you have cells in your body. And they are seriously damaged, always, by antibiotic usage. Now, if you're lucky, over the next 3 to 6 months, you can recover them if you feed them adequate probiotics. But some people never, ever have an oral digestive system after.
Is there any natural probiotics that people can take that they can buy in a store? Like I heard kefir and yogurt, things like that can be beneficial. Dr. Shilley?
Plain yogurt, never the fruit flavored when they always have sugar in them. And plain kefir are wonderful. But even better is kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. I think it has the broadest spectrum of naturally. And once you get a starter, you can keep it going forever in your own house. I make a gallon every week.
Do you sell this on your website, Dr. Shilley?
No, we do not sell it. You can buy it. I call it a sponge, the beginning of the thing can be bought online, and you make it by, starting with regular black tea, you make a small amount of black tea and one cup of honey. I never use sugar, just honey. And after it cools off, you add the sponge to that and let it sit covered with a cloth for a whole week, fermenting, and it produces kombucha. And it is a very broad spectrum collection of normal probiotic, prebiotic compounds that are excellent for your gut.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next most common drug are blood pressure medications like the Prinivils, the Zestrals, the Norvax, things like that. What's your opinion of that, taking that beyond the six-month period into the chronic phase?
Well, I wouldn't take any of the anti-cholesterol drugs for a week, let alone 6 months. I can control your cholesterol 100% of the time safely with trimethylglycine and less than granules and occasionally beta-sitosterol. And I've done it for, 50 years.
Now, is this a prescription?
Well, it not really. I've known about the kombucha and the normal probiotics like kefir, et cetera, but it's not a prescription drug. It's just an alternative.
Okay. What about thyroid medication? That's number four. Dr. Shilley.
Well, the Sudafed, it sucks. It works about 10% of the time and fails 90% of the time. The only thing that really works is Armour's thyroid.
Wow.
And the pharmaceutical industry is violently opposed to Armour's thyroid. My dear mother had her thyroid gland removed because of all kinds of problems in 1955. She lived until 2009, taking Armour's thyroid, totally controlled.
And what was she taking again, Dr. Shilley?
Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, thyroid. It's pig thyroid. It's been made by, since at least the early 1950s, if not earlier.
Dr. Shilley, just a little sidebar here. You do things that's so outside the box, and you have so much clinical experience. You should start a school for physicians to do what you do.
Well, as a matter of fact, just this morning, I finally got the website established. We will be setting it up very soon. The American Holistic Medicine Association.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll have Vince make sure he mentions that on a regular basis. We'll be back right back to Dr. Shilley after the top of the hour break, folks.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.